Hare Krishna, a short comment before answering today's question. Some devotees may find that, notice that I'm not necessarily answering their questions. And that's the case when the questions are extremely long, not so succinctly asked, include long quotes. In other words, they're difficult for me to deal with, considering my time constraints and also considering how I'm answering these podcasts. The questions that I tend to favor are questions that are short, to the point, very succinct, and something that I can deal with at least now, which next year I'll be able to change, but without referring to any books. As soon as I have to go to books, I just have to jump over that question for the time being until such time as I do have that time, and go to the next question. So I have to apologize for that, but that's just the way things are at the present. Questions that require for me to do research and study are more difficult to deal with. Okay, today's question is the following. It's from Narahari Dev Das in Kuwait, and he says, in chapter 19 of the Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada writes generally a devotee who has achieved the causeless mercy of the Lord on account of following the strict rules and regulations of devotional service becomes attached by the supreme greatness of the Lord, by the transcendental beauty of the Lord, and by the spontaneous execution of devotional service. To be more clear, by executing the regulated principles of devotional service, one can fully appreciate the transcendental beauty of the Lord. His question is, generally, the devotee is attracted by the supreme sweetness of the Lord rather than his greatness. But here, Srila Prabhupada states that the devotee becomes attracted by the Lord's greatness, then sweetness. The residents of Vrindavan become attracted by the Lord's sweetness rather than by his greatness. So how should one understand this statement by Srila Prabhupada? Because Prabhupada is talking to us. He's not talking to the residents of Vrindavan. So we practice regulated devotional service, strictly following the regulated principles, chanting 16 rounds, attending morning program, regularly reading Shastra, purifying our hearts, and sticking very strictly to the regulations of devotional service. And one of the symptoms of our properly executing the regulations of devotional service is that we actually come to recognize Krishna's greatness, Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam. That's what Bhagavad Gita is all about, that we recognize who Krishna is. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when our faith is very, very firm, is very, very deep in the conviction of Krishna's divinity, and as our hearts are naturally purified, then naturally we become attracted by Krishna's sweetness, and particularly that sweetness becomes extremely or excessively attractive when we become purified and rise to the liberated platform, and spontaneous devotion naturally awakens within our hearts, and in that way we taste Krishna's names, Krishna's form, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's qualities with a real extraordinary relish, an extraordinary taste that only spontaneous devotion service can have. But Srila Prabhupada's emphasis is that unless you are attracted to Krishna's greatness, you're not going to be attracted to his beauty, and you're not going to be attracted to spontaneous devotional service, because you can't achieve those things with an impure heart, and you can't practice those things in order to purify your heart. You have to practice regulated devotional service. And that's why we put so much emphasis on regulations, that sometimes the devotees think, well, I have an inclination to something else, I'd like to do something else. But no, the process is that you have to follow devotional service according to the way that it's outlined for us by our acharyas, and this is the process which they have given to us. So, when one comes to the liberated platform, then certainly the main impetus of someone's service becomes Krishna's beauty and Krishna's qualities. But until one comes to that stage, it becomes his greatness or the knowledge of knowing that, yes, I must do this because Krishna desires it, because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when you love Krishna, then obviously you don't must do it out of duty, but you do it naturally, out of love. But love comes of its own accord, and it's not something that you can force. It has to manifest of itself, but it only manifests when the heart becomes purified through regulated devotional service. So first, regulated devotional service, purification of the heart. When the heart becomes purified, then one rises to the transcendental platform, and on the transcendental platform, under Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's guidance, one's devotional service becomes spontaneous in the mood of the residents of Vrindavan. Hare Krishna.